producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's just a great idea, 855-99-37569, to talk about anything that's on your mind. And I know a lot of you Facebook me, which is great. I mean, that means you're listening, and I know numbers of you listen at work, and I would just assume you didn't lose your job by calling me. But there are some times that being able to talk to you is... It gives me more information than you just Facebooking me. But however you decide, I mean, that's the whole point about being here is to have for you all to have access to me whenever you need it. So that's the point. And for those of you who are new to the program, well, welcome aboard. I do the program every day, Monday through Friday, from noon to 3 Eastern. It's available on podcasts and for free. We don't charge anything for the podcast. Everybody says, why don't you charge? Hard to do that. So podcasts are free. You can listen online. You can, if your local radio station doesn't carry me, well, why not? Why don't you just call up and yell at them? You don't have to yell. You could just say, we just think it'd be really cool if we had her in our neighborhood. So that would be really good. And we would just love that. And you can email me at drjoy.com, and Shane will collect the emails from time to time, and we'll read them. We don't necessarily know when we're going to do it. If you put a phone number on there, sometimes we can call you before we do the email, so to kind of alert you. But the best way to be able to interact with me directly, 855-99-DR-JOY, right? Yeah, exactly so. That's how you do it. Alrighty, so summer has gone, apparently. Although, you know, it always seems to, Labor Day always seems the end of summer, right? So you're talking, no more white shoes. No more white linen dresses. I think we talked about that before. The idea being that that in the old days, well before me, don't be snotty. That the idea was that you were allowed to wear white shoes and white clothing because when you went out to your summer place, right? Those of us who were riffraff, who were working, didn't ever have to worry about that. We just stayed in the city in our little tenements and worked. But for those who set style, when they went out to their summer places, they could wear white and when for tennis and on the lawn. And the idea is that white shoes should never touch pavement. So when summer's over and you had to go back to the city, that you had no more white shoes. And that's now become, I know guys aren't terribly well aware of that, but that's part of the, you know, it's just a white shoes after Labor Day. And of course, Labor Day was the earliest it could possibly be this year, being the 1st of September, which always seems like the end of summer. But summer technically isn't over till what, the 21st or the 22nd or something like that. So
I think the 22nd is the solstice, yeah.
Yeah. Harvest moon last night.
Beautiful,
big,
too.
Big, beautiful, yeah.
Was it nice out that way, too? Yeah.
Yeah, big, beautiful. In fact, it's been nice. It's been like, you know, sometimes full moons only look really full on the appropriate day, but this one has looked full for the last couple of days.
I agree, yeah.
Don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah, just amazing,
maybe
yeah.
I think the idea of a harvest moon is that it looks bigger on the horizon or something. There's something
right.
About the
yep.
Angle or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we actually have another couple of weeks of summer in theory. And around here, it's really gorgeous. In fact, we've had some of the hottest weather of the summer since Labor Day, which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, that seems like the way it usually is in my neck of the woods, too. But this year is a little different. It's chilling out pretty quickly this
yeah.
Year. It's kind of odd, actually.
Fall is my favorite. We had such an easy summer around here. We, up until about the last week in August, we'd had 2 days of 90 the whole summer.
Wow. Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, that's the way our
and
summer was, too.
We've had like 4 or 5 days since then. So we've had more 90-degree days in the last couple of weeks than we had all summer. But,
isn't that interesting? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and I felt really sorry for Al Gore because he came he came to New York to give a speech on the coldest day in like 100 years to talk about global warming.
Oh, boy.
So now they don't call it global warming anymore. They call it global change.
Climate change, yeah.
Yeah, climate change. So. Which undoubtedly, but again, it's hard to know. And I'm certainly the last person in the world to suggest that we shouldn't be more careful about our resources.
Sure, yeah.
But the notion is the people who study sort of things like this, like looking at tree rings, say, the weather's cyclical. It always has been. Which is not a reason to not be more careful about resources. My daughter works for the EPA, and she was up a couple months ago, and I was brushing my teeth. She said, "Mom, what are you doing?" And I said, "I'm brushing my teeth." And she said, "Mom, you're letting the water run."
Actually, my daughter gets mad at me for that too.
She's right. She said, "I said, well, we don't have a problem of that," and she just looked at me. She just sort of gave me the stink eye. So now I brush, rinse quickly, brush, and turn off the water, and then turn it back on.
Yeah, it's a good point.
She's absolutely right.
To me, actually, that's maybe even more important. As far as I know, we have a limited limited amount of water resource on the planet.
Water,
so
a lot of people think that the issue isn't oil; it's water.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. So, in fact, it's one of the It's Broken, Let's Fix It interviews that we'll probably schedule for next week. There's a new documentary out called Pump about oil dependency and ways of getting out of it. Because as my listeners know, we don't do interviews unless we quite often do them about documentaries. If there's a problem and a solution, we only do problems and solutions. We don't do I'm now going to set my hair on fire because I'm so depressed because I've just watched this documentary. We don't do those.
That's so refreshing to me, Dr. Joy. After most of the shows that I've run.
Yeah, I know. Oh gosh, let's just all give it all up.
Right.
We do problem solutions. All right. Speaking of which, this is not really much of a problem. But unless you're one of those people who just loves summer, it's really interesting. My daughter is one of those people. She's always not really liked the fall, and fall has always been my favorite season, partially because that's when my birthday is, and I think that influences one a bit. But she's always felt like she doesn't like winter. And so she's always felt like that fall was the prodrome to, which of course it is, to winter. So, but now she's decided she's converted. She likes the fall a lot. Maybe it's just as getting a little older. I mean, or she maybe likes winter sports better than she used to. I don't know exactly what it is.
My wife and I were talking recently, and I think both of us decided that we're pretty equal opportunity when it comes to the seasons. And especially living here in Minnesota, we get all four seasons.
Cold
in the winter,
seasons.
Hot in the summer. But I like them all.
I do too. I've lived in places where there was basically, I lived in Colorado, so there's winter in the 4th of July. Those are the two seasons there. But I can people say, going to Florida, which is great. Florida's great in the winter, but I really like seasons. I agree. I like spring and I like, so we asked people what their favorite season or their favorite.
Yeah, just what their favorite season is and why. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what did we get?
Well, our first response on there is Becky, and she says, "I love summer because I don't care for cold, except I love snow on Christmas," which I do too. If there's no snow on Christmas, for me, it just doesn't
feel right. It's not Christmas.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. And she says, however, all that being said, autumn is truly her favorite season of all. She says that she's in Ontario, Canada, and it's so beautiful there. And I agree.
Yeah,
there's just something so charming about fall and the leaves. And
well, it's still you can still navigate easily outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, and you can kind of layer on clothes and still be pretty comfortable. The air tends to be crisp, so you don't have to worry. Usually, if there's ever going to be a season without much humidity, it's always going to be the fall.
Yep.
So and it's a temperate climate, and the leaves turning is beautiful. So I agree, but I'm already a convert to fall. So
I'm a big fall clothing kind of guy too. I don't like summer clothes. I don't like winter clothes because you have to pile them
up. Yeah.
But boy, I love just wearing a sweater and some jeans. There's nothing better than that.
Well, there are actually things better than that, like chocolate's better than that.
Yes,
I know.
Yes,
I've told you a billion times, don't exaggerate. All righty, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Calling about anything that's on your mind is a perfectly good thing to do. 855-99-DR-JOY. We were talking about movies and at what age kids should see movies and what people... No, I guess we finished that up. I was just sort of still sort of a little bit focused on movies. But we were talking about favorite seasons of the year and why you like them. And, you know, I think there's something that follows also the back-to-school time. Maybe, you know, that's... We did sort of back-to-school issues and buying your lunchbox and your thermos and sort of plaid skirts and... I guess boys bought Madras shirts at one point. Remember Madras? How do you kill a Madras rhinoceros? You shoot it with a water pistol and watch it bleed. I know. I think that don't send me emails about that. It's not about PETA. It's a joke about Madras. I know. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right. So what do we got about what else about people loving different times of the year?
Yeah. Let's see. We've got. The next one here is Tony. I'm trying to see where she's at. It looks like she's in Waterbury, Connecticut, and she says that she really hates the heat, and any other season is great. She says fall is the best,
summer,
too.
Huh? Yeah.
Seems like a lot of the people like fall. And, I mean, how can you not...
Well, I think people like spring and fall just because they're sort of moderate. But yeah. The problem about spring is that we seem to have fewer and fewer springs.
Yeah, it's so short. Yeah.
Yeah, that yeah. It stays cold longer and gets hot sooner. So,
hey, Dr. Joy,
when we need him.
I should say too, we've been getting a lot of calls and a lot of responses on the Facebook page about how to listen to the show right now, because obviously the network has changed to from Radio America to GCN, and a lot of people were saying that you're not able to get the shows on GCN Live, and I just want to let everybody know you can find them on there. If you go up to the top of the page on GCNLive.com, you can click on Archives, and I was just up there now, and you can download the archives of the shows there. And then you can also listen to the show live just by clicking on Dr. Joy's page. So
just, but they can't do it out of my website at this moment.
I don't think they can at your website yet. Yeah, that it sounds okay. Like that's still being done. But just so
yeah, we need
people
to we need to get that organized as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So
yep. Perfect.
So people are calling up and saying, I can't listen to her.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good for them for at least...
That's right.
So call
yeah.
the phone number. Yeah. All right. So look, folks, as I said, you know, we're on the air. We're live. We can take your phone calls. And we'll get it because we get literally, you know, like 500,000 to 1 million podcast downloads every month. So that's a lot of folks who want to find the podcast. So we're on it. All right. So right now you can go to GCN. All right. And we'll have Dr. Joy set up. We should be able to just do a link from
yeah, I would imagine,
my website
yeah.
to yours, so that we should be able to do that. Yeah. Let's see if we can't get that done today.
Yeah, perfect. All right, so sorry, just had to interject that. It was,
no, I think that's fine. Appreciate it. Yeah.
And then we have another one. Ella says, I hate the heat, but the summer will always be my favorite season. She says it's an old throwback to all the years
school.
That, you know, it's getting out of school
yeah.
in the summer. Yeah,
yeah.
And I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing the associations we make. And, you know, human beings are really the only ones who believe in calendars, right? In theory, we think of seasons and we think of days and hours, but that isn't what time is. We as human beings kind of divvy it up in ways that make sense to us. But there, if you look, you know, there's no... The time is really a river. It's not a building block. And yet we sort of divvy it up because that makes it manageable for us in some interesting ways. It'll be animals clearly don't do it, although animals have seasons. As I said, I was down in Florida a couple weeks ago, and sea turtles, and they have all this protecting the sea turtles. They have little enclaves, and when the turtles are hatched, there are a huge number of predators. So people in the community will go. First of all, you can't use your lights at night because it scares the turtles or something. And so people will always. And I met two little baby sea turtles that were rescued and then taken out to the Sargasso Sea and let go, and they come back. I mean, they know, as do salmon, and many animals sort of know seasons instinctively. It's inbred, but I think they don't break it down into this is my birthday, you know, or it's Salminio's birthday or something. That their version of time is significantly different than ours and much more inherent and genetic than ours is. But it's also, I mean, it's one of the reasons that I have that really strict and uniformly loathed one-year rule, is saying that as human beings going through a year by yourself after a divorce or after the death of a spouse or the end of a serious relationship, that you need to kind of reestablish your own rhythms and your own sensibilities and your own needs and your own independence, and figure out what from that relationship you want to take and what needs to be jettisoned, and that because a year is an emotional sort of hallmark for human beings, that's why the dreaded one-year rule, and everybody, as I said, uniformly hates it, so you don't have to worry about sort of calling up and yelling at me about it, because that's what everybody does. All right, what else we got about seasons?
Let's see. Next up, we've got Nadine. She says fall is her favorite time of the year. She says it's the only season where the air is fresh and crisp, kind of what we were getting back to before.
Yeah.
She says it's too cold in winter, too hot in the summer, and it stinks in the spring from the garbage and the dog poop buried under the melting snow. So I got a kick out of that.
Yeah. Dog poop under the melting snow. You do have a way with words. There's just no question. Yeah. There we go.
Alan says summertime all year long, and we get a couple in here that say they like the summer. We have one listener here. It's kind of funny. North Carolina. She says April through May pollen season. June through September heat, humidity, rain, storms. October through March, my enjoyment. She says. So.
October through March.
October through March. Yeah. Apparently.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good. That's a pretty good run.
Yeah, that's a pretty good chunk of time.
I mean,
yeah,
that's almost right. 6 months. 5 months.
Yeah. More than most people get.
Yeah,
here in Minnesota, we say we have two seasons: road construction season and winter. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Making up for the winter. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got here?
Let's see. We've got Renee says autumn for sure. She loves the weather, the scenery, yeah. and the pumpkins and everything.
Well, there we go. We've got clearly the autumn is everybody's hands down favorite so far.
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah.
Did you know that 12% of the population, like one out of, I think maybe it's almost 15% of the population is born in October.
No kidding.
Yeah,
it's bizarre,
the most populous birthday month. Well, if you figure that January is basically 9 months, and births aren't really 9 months, they're basically closer to 10. But,
right. That makes sense. Yeah,
yeah.
People are
New Year's Eve.
Yep. And plus, you're kind of holed in for the coldest part of the winter
I suppose. So it turns out that it's the most, I think it's 15% of all people born in October.
Interesting. My son was born in October. So
what day?
He's October 9th.
Well, he's still a Libra, so you're lucky. Those of us who are Scorpios are a little more difficult to deal with.
A challenge.
Indeed. 855-99, Dr. Joy, whether you're born in October or not. You know what? I think we come back, I'll tell you about what's coming up on the theater. We'll do something very dramatic. 855-99, Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
800-544-7070. Dawn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not sure if I have a problem or not.
Okay.
I have a 10-year-old son. He's an only child, and he's very smart, very well-behaved, very mannered-oriented.
Okay.
And he seems to have problems with other children, and their behavior seem to irritate him.
Is he the oldest child?
He's an only child.
Yeah.
And he's a, you know, one of the older ones in the class.
Yeah.
And he's very well adjusted. He's well adjusted. He's okay by.
He's just a little snotty.
Yeah, and he shows it. And
yeah, no, I got it.
I try to tell him you know, if you're making a face.
Well, there are two things here, Don. First of all, part of it will be self-limiting.
Okay.
That if he's icky to other kids, then he will they won't play with him.
Right.
So that's part of it. Second, are you and his dad together?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things I might be tempted to do is put him in a situation in which he is not the tallest, the smartest, the most, you know, put him in a situation where, whether it's athletic or maybe a theater group or bowling or something, where he has to work a little harder, that there's somebody else who is the overachiever. Because it'll teach him, you know, I think, for me, yoga is all about humility.
Right.
I've been working out for long enough that I can do the step classes, I can do the aerobics. Yoga is not what my body is. It's not how it's built to do, and it's humility 101. And it's really, I think, useful, especially for a kid who's an overachiever, who's an only child, who's the oldest child, who's, you know, teacher's pet, to learn to be in a situation where he's not the star.
He doesn't think he doesn't believe he's a teacher's pet. He has a very good self-confidence level.
No, but Don, I'm not talking about teachers. I'm talking about relating to peers.
Okay.
So put him in a situation where he's not as good as somebody else.
But then he gets like angrier. And
well, yeah, but Don, like duh. Uh-huh. Why do you think I had him put in that situation? Then what you're going to do is when he gets angry, say, let's talk about why you're angry. You're also because part of what he's doing is he's being, my guess is he's probably a little insulting to other kids too, when they're not so smart or they're, you know, that
stupid.
No,
he's actually very nice, and that's where the problem comes in. He can't even have comebacks. Like, if kids pick on him, he can't. That's what he complains about, is, oh, so-and-so's mean. Or,
well, but that's because they're responding to his meanness. They're responding to his clear, being dismissive or, you know, disrespectful to him.
Okay.
Do a little role-playing with him.
Okay.
Because, look, you're a grown-up, so say to him, well, you know, what did you think about that? And then when he gives you an answer, say, yeah, right. Because he's doing some of that, I guarantee you. And you can say, how does that make you feel?
Right.
And then he can, and you know, and so when he gives somebody the notion that he thinks they're second class, what they do is they lash out at him. They respond by being angry. So you can help him understand that being nice to people, and again, putting him in a circumstance where he's not, you know, he's not going to be able to do it, and help him understand that does make people angry, and that's what you're making people feel all the time. So number one, you can be nice to people, that different people have different skills, that it's okay, that you don't want to be the smartest in the room all the time because you can't learn anything. So this is about sort of being a little bit more of an enlightened parent, you know, because it'll be very useful for him. No matter how smart he is at 10, there are going to be circumstances where somebody, and if he doesn't learn it now, what he's going to do when he runs into a challenge of somebody smarter, he's either going to lash out at them and be angry, or he'll just fold. And what you don't want is either of those. What you want him to do is be a little challenged. Okay, and understand his own motivation enough to work a little harder and to view this as kind of fun, to learn new skills or not be good at something to be kind of fun. Not the world's easiest thing to teach your kid, but the more if he can learn it now, he'll have a much happier, easier life than if he doesn't. 800-544-7070-SAM. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Doctor, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Sam. How are you?
Good, thank you. I like to call you Dr. Mom, first of all, because you give the advice. Is that okay?
Sure, why not?
Okay. My question to you is, I'm Arab descent, and tomorrow is a holiday for us after Ramadan. And basically, we get the family together and so on. I am divorced, been divorced almost 11 years. I would like to take the time to call the ex-wife and say, hey, bring the kids and let's just go have breakfast. And that's it. The only thing of this is we've been going back and forth. We've had a little altercation for the last 5-6 months, and it's kind of gotten ugly.
What's the altercation concerning?
Just her hanging around with the wrong crowd and taking my kids with these kind of crowd and so
well,
on.
Well, Sam, I mean, you're not her mom.
Well,
I'm not your mom either, to be quite honest. But, I mean, who she dates after 11 years...
Well, again, like I said, I just cleared to myself. I said, you know, if my...
Sam, I'll tell you what. Let me make you a deal here.
Sure.
Do I think it's okay to end Ramadan, to call up your ex and say, hey, listen, I'd love to take you and the kids out for breakfast? I have no problem about that, although I don't know if you want to make... How old are your children?
13 and 8.
Okay. They're 2 weeks of... So the 8-year-old is not your child?
No, they're both mine.
I thought you said you've been divorced for 11 years.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, not 11 years. I'm sorry. I've been divorced almost 5 years. I'm sorry.
Okay. See, that's the problem about keeping track of numbers, is that I'll say, why are they just making sense? Listen, one possibility is tomorrow, would the kids be out of school tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought there's what the it's not the first, but it's the second, second Islamic astronaut who's going to celebrate the end of Ramadan in space for everybody. I thought that was kind of a cool thing.
Right.
But anyway, I think it's perfectly okay to say, gee, I'd love to take you and the kids out for breakfast if that's comfortable. You may want to figure out if the deal is to kind of reconstitute all of you, or is it easier for her if you just invite her, or is it easier if you just take the kids? So give some thought to it. Just say, I would love to do that. But I'm going to put you on hold for a minute because I want to come back to this issue about you being sort of feeling like you have some control over whom she dates, because I want to talk about that first. Or she won't go with you, I guarantee you. All right? So we're going to work it out together. 800-544-7070. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The definition of beauty sleep and wake up to a beautiful, younger looking you with Dr. Arthur Perry's Night Skin Formula. Call 1-800-601-1592 for the Dr. Perry Night Skin Special. That's 1-800-601-1592 and get a bottle of Night Skin for yourself.
Jennifer and Toby, hang on for me. We're going back to Sam for a moment. I have room for you because I've got about 35 minutes or so to go. 800-544-7070. Okay, Sam, we're talking about whether or not it's okay at the end of Ramadan for the feast to invite your kids and mom for breakfast. I think the answer is yes, but I think there's certain, we need to put certain caveats in. First of all, if the two of you have been having a beef for the last 5 or 6 months, I think, first of all, you're probably out of line. I mean, are she associating with known drug dealers or child pornographers or something?
No, not at all.
All right, then I think you need to treat her with respect and sort of maybe even make the deal that says, look, I think I've been a little overbearing. And I know I can do that sometimes, but I need to trust that you're a good parent, you're a good person, and I care about you even though we don't have a viable marriage, but that I'm going to back off of this. And I think that's going to be make your invitation much more, not only heartfelt, but much more appropriate and much more acceptable, among other things. Because I think if you just call her up and say, okay, let's have breakfast, she's not going to say yes, because she's mad at you. So I think that I would make the peace first and then offer the invitation. Because it seems, I mean, what you're doing, it's not going to influence your behavior in any positive way. It's going to damage your ability to deal with her on important issues, and it's really none of your business. So I will encourage you to think about it in a somewhat different way.
Well, and I understand, and thank you for your opinion and respect that. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I accept the fact she can do whatever she needs to do and go wherever she needs to go. I just told her she needs to share a little more with me. So you don't tell me you're going one place, you end up somewhere else.
Well, but Sam,
these are my kids.
Sam, yeah, but you don't have to check in with her every place you're going. If she's taking the kids out of state, that's one thing. Is she taking the children out of state without telling you?
Well, that's exactly what she's doing. She's actually going out of country, and that's where I have a fit about it.
But Sam, then what you the way to approach it is, listen, you know, you're a good mom. The two of us have had a really good relationship, and presumably the reason she didn't tell you is she figured you'd give her a hard time about it. So you're going to have to, and the two of you are going to be co-parenting those children for quite some time. I mean, certainly for the next at least 10 years for the younger one, but after that, I mean, there are going to be issues about grandchildren and marriages and college and braces and all sorts of stuff. So, but saying to her, look, I know that I can sometimes be a little overbearing, so I'll make you a deal that if you're willing to give me more information before the fact rather than after the fact, I will in fact not give you a hard time about it. I will think about it, and if I need to say, look, I'll call you back on this, or maybe email is a way for the two of you to communicate things so that both of you have a chance to read it before you actually have to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I used it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and... No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right. Well, well done, Shane. You got Judy to come and do her number for us. That was great. All right. So I've seen four plays in the last week. And so what I'm going to do is review those plays for you, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a preview of coming attractions for upcoming theater this Broadway season, which looks terrific. All right, the four plays that I'm going to review for you are And I in Silence, Bauer, The Wayside Motor Inn, and Fabulous. All right? There's that whole issue for me about what do you do with a play that you don't particularly like if you support Broadway, and, I actually, for a while, would not bother mentioning it if I didn't like it, and then one of my listeners called up and said, Brown, that's not fair. If you're going to tell us what you like, you have to tell us what you don't like as well. So, all right, And I in Silence is clearly a heartfelt, heart in the right place, great acting, difficult play. It stars four women, Young Jamie and Young Dee, which is not my favorite kind of thing, the flashback kind of thing where people are alternating between being their grown-up self and their kid self and back and forth. I think it's kind of a time-consuming device that doesn't necessarily add a whole lot, number one. Number two, having said that, I think all four actresses are great. The story is two 17-year-old women meet in prison who are both sentenced for 9 years, and we go back and forth between how they met in prison and what their prison relationship was and what their personalities were, and then what happens when they get out and are sort of trying to make it in the world. The problem about the play, as far as I'm concerned, it is unrelentingly miserable in terms of emotional content. It basically makes Hamlet look like a musical comedy. And, I love musical comedy, of course, but I like straight drama, too. But as I said earlier to Shane, I'm not crazy about things that make you want to set your hair on fire because it's so depressing. And this falls into that category. And you know it from the get-go. You know it's not going to end well. You know it's... And it seems to me very manipulative of getting you involved with characters and showing you what a lousy human being you are for being a member of the human society. Just not my kind of theater, even though I thought the acting in it was very good. All four women are really good, but I think they deserve better material. The Wayside Motor Inn, speaking of better material, is an A.R. Gurney piece that has 10 people in the cast. It has 5 couples, and some of the couples are men and women. Some are young, some are old. Some are father and son. The only cast member that I actually knew very well is Mark Kudish, whom I am very fond of. The conceit of it, which I kind of liked, is that it takes place in one motel room with double beds and a phone and a television and a deck. So when the phone rings, you're not sure which of the couples, because they interact with each other, but they interact with their couple, but not each other. So they're on stage at the same time, but not interacting with one another. If it sounds a little confusing, it kind of is. But it has its own rhythm. And there's something kind of interesting about, because the five couples, one are an older couple where he's clearly very sick, and she is coming to see her grandchildren for the first time. A father and son, the father being somewhat overbearing to have an interview for his son getting into Harvard. A young couple who's spending the night together for the first time. An estranged couple that are trying to... It's not clear what they're really trying to do, and we don't understand that's the last. I'm trying to remember what the other couple was. And the opening, the actor who's on stage first, who seems by himself, who's a salesman on the road, who ends up coupled with his room service waitress, it turns out, whom he knew before. And so the idea is that it's kind of doing, in theory, kind of 5 stages of relationships, and when we leave home and our first sexual experience and what the point that memory serves. So it's very A.R. Gurney-esque, and I kind of liked it. I mean, I thought the staging of it was brilliant. I thought the acting was very good. And when you take sort of ordinary people and ordinary stories and put them in an extraordinary setting, I think it adds something very special. Fabulous was my least favorite. It's a musical comedy. It's Heart Again is in the right place. It's got a large cast, I think a dozen people. It's in two acts. The first 20 minutes you think, why am I here? I've seen better high school productions, which is true. I think the best part about it was really the costume design. And granted, I saw it early on in the run, which I always see everything early on in the run in order to be able to review it. But this was could have been better. My favorite of all of them, even though I did like the A.R. Gurney, is Bauer, which was an artist that I didn't know about, and I certainly don't view myself as an artistic expert at all. But this is a story of Rudolf Bauer, who was, many people feel, the kind of the father of modern art movement. Louise Bauer, who's his wife at the time, and Hilde von Riebe, who was his ex-mistress, his kind of patron, and one of the people who was involved in the Guggenheim Museum. It's the statement of it says art betrayal and defiance, and I think it's really a terrific piece of theater. I gave it 5 stars, and I never give anything 5 stars. So the idea being that this is really art at its best. The acting is terrific. It's an imaginary conversation that may or may not have occurred, probably not, but it has to do with everything in life. It looks like I'm probably going to end up reviewing the upcoming theater season for you next hour. But this is so let me just quickly recap what I've said to you, which is fabulous, so-so at best. I and Silence. Not my fave, even though I thought the acting was good. The Wayside Motor, and I thought was very interesting, but Bauer is absolutely my favorite. I thought it was wonderful, and it was moving, it was artistic, it was a part of history. It's at 59 East 59th, which does all sorts of interesting work. So if you had to pick one thing to go see, I would go see that. It's really everything you want theater to be. It's instructive, it's emotional, it's incredibly well acted, it's based on human, on people you really know. The Guggenheim, which I didn't know, was really built, supposedly Solomon Guggenheim built it to house Rudolf Bauer's artwork. And then he died, and his nephew took over and decided he wasn't crazy about Bauer and sort of implied that he may have been a Nazi sympathizer, which he probably was not. But this is more a story. It does have that historical trappings, the background of it. It's really about, as it says, art betrayal and defiance, and what it is to be creative, what it is, what part commerce plays in art, how you can love somebody and be willing to share them or not willing to share them. It's really wonderful theater. I encourage you to go see Bauer, and certainly you're not going to go wrong with A.R. Gurney as well. All right, more details at drjoy.com for theater reviews. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.